In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. It's great to be with all of you. Top of the morning. Many blessings. And as always, we like to start off our conversation by inviting Mary to come to be with us. Mary has many wonderful titles. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of the Church. And Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, we pray that beautiful prayer, which is the Hail, Holy Queen. We invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to pray with us and to pray for us. Together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, my friends, let's lift our minds and hearts to our spiritual director. What a great blessing and privilege it is to have as our spiritual director the Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. He's known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. He's also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. He is also known as our Counselor, as well as our Consoler. And he's known as our Interior Master. St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit comes to our aid, intercedes with ineffable groans, so we can say, Abba. Abba, which means Father. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to come to be with us, to give us a lot of light. A lot of joy. And a lot of strength. As we pray, the classical, traditional prayer to the Holy Spirit. And that is, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Jane de Chantal, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great to be with all of you, because the family that prays together stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. Great to be with all of you. So, my friends, as we start off our journey, after praying with you, I'll pray for all of you in the greatest of all prayers. That will be in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. No greater prayer than the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It is the prayer par excellence, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. We can place you all on the altar and offer special intentions . One intention will be to pray that all of us would be open to the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. That's right. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. We'll pray for Father Bill, who will be having surgery, as well as for all of our family members, for the conversion, for the sanctification and salvation of our family members. Our Lord says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Then I'd like to pray, my friends, as always, with you, for those who will be dying sometime today. That they would die in God's friendship. And for ourselves, the very critical moment in our lives that we would die in God's friendship. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his immortal soul? So pray for the dying as well as that moment in our lives. We don't know the day, the hour, the moment, nor the manner that we would die in the grace of God. As always, my friends, there's a lot to cover. Just a reminder that in This week we celebrate a great Marian solemnity, which is the Assumption of Mary. So if you did not, you're not making the novena, you can maybe make a triduum instead of 9-3. So 3 days we got the 12th, 13th, 14th. That will take us up to the vigil. The vigil of the celebration of Mary's Assumption into heaven, body and soul. Faustina in her diary said she would make novena praying 1,000 Hail Marys every day for 9 days. We probably can't do that, but we can do something special to honor Mary in her being taken up to heaven in body and soul. A lot to cover today. Today we celebrate St. Frances Chantal. She's very important in her relationship to St. Francis de Sales. For this reason. They lived at the same time. Frances and Chantal came from a very noble family. She lost her husband when she was relatively young. And it was the great Saint Francis de Sales that became her spiritual director and helped her discern God's will in her life. So let's pray for spiritual directors, as well as directees, that there would be a progress in holiness. It's interesting how one saint can help another to become a saint. We saw that yesterday. We cannot talk about Saint Clare of Assisi if we don't talk about Saint Francis. Saint Clare was a very good young woman, but the catalyst in helping Clare of Assisi to want to really become a saint was the person and the example of Saint Francis of Assisi. Then, my friends, we move into the book of Deuteronomy, which actually means second law. In this, once again, we encounter Moses. Moses is heading toward the end of his life, full of years. 120 years. And he says he can no longer move about freely. You can imagine at 120. And Moses, speaking to the people, gives them this message. The essence of the message is telling them to be brave and steadfast and strong. And that the people have to enter into the land that God has promised to them. Moses says, that he will not enter the promised land as God told him. But rather, during the course of his life as a leader, Moses has had a helper who he's been forming. And this man is Joshua. And we actually have a book in the Old Testament, the book of Joshua. Moses would go to the meeting tent and Joshua would stay beside him. Joshua worked side by side with Moses. So Moses says that it will be Joshua that will be the instrument to bring the Israelites into the promised land. A land where milk and honey flows. And they will take possession of the land, following the leadership of Joshua. And then Moses says, so do not fear or be dismayed. Telling the people to trust that God is on their side. So my friends, like in the Old Testament, the Jewish people had to travel through the desert to arrive at the promised land, we are pilgrim people also. We're still in the holy year. We're pilgrim people, Pope Francis had it, of hope. We have our eyes fixed on God, on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and His Mother, Mary Most Holy. We have our eyes fixed on them, and our eyes lifted up on high to heaven. How rich is the Word of God? How rich is the Word of God? And it's a light and a lamp for our steps. The responsorial psalm is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 32. The portion of the Lord is His people. We are the people of God. So it's a good idea to call to mind the words of Pope Leo the Great in one of his homilies. One of the homilies of Pope Leo the Great, actually the Christmas homily, he says, Christians recognize your dignity. Christians, recognize your dignity. We are created in the image and likeness of God. And through baptism, we entered into a deep union with God. Deep union with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We became sons and daughters of God. We became brothers and sisters to Jesus Christ. We entered into a deep friendship with the Holy Spirit. We became living tabernacles. Living tabernacles. Of the Blessed Trinity. And that takes us, my friends, to the Gospel. The Alleluia verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 11. But Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. What encouraging words those are from the heart of Christ. Our Lord encourages us to come and spend time with Him. Many of you have done the spiritual exercises program, which we encourage all of you to get in the habit of making a holy hour. You make that holy hour every day. Fulton Sheen calls it the hour of power. You make that holy hour every day, the hour of power. Then God will bless the other 23 hours. Come to me, all of you who are weary. Find love burdensome, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm meek and humble of heart. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now we enter into the gospel. It's interesting, when we have the gospel, we stand up in the mass, don't we? And the priest says, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, "Glory to you, O Lord." Then we take our thumb and we mark our forehead, our lips, and our heart. Why? We want the Word of God to be in our minds. We want the Word of God to be in our lips. And we want the Word of God to be in our hearts. We want the Word of God to be our light and our guide. Gospel today, I would divide into two basic points. My style is, I'd like to give you a summarize of the text, then an interpretation, and then an application. So, summary of the text, interpretation, application. So, the apostles approached the Lord. And the beauty is that the apostles, the disciples, have trust to approach the Lord. Let's try to never be afraid to approach the Lord with all that we have, our good and our bad, our joys, our sorrows, our questions, even our doubts. Let's not be afraid to approach the Lord. He says, "Come to me, all of you." We look at that divine mercy image. Jesus is walking toward us. He's not walking backwards. He's taking the initiative to seek us out. How good God is. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. How good God is. And they ask him a very simple question. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Probably remember that passage where the mother of James and John asked Jesus that both of his sons, her sons rather, would sit on his right and left in the kingdom. The mother wanted her sons to have a certain prominence in the kingdom of God. And Jesus responds, saying, whoever wants to be greatest must be willing to be last and be willing to serve others. Because the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life in ransom for many. So, they ask our Lord this question, who is the greatest? And he gives them what would have been a very surprising response. Because in the society in which our Lord lived, in the Roman, Greek, Judeo milieu 2,000 years ago, there was a certain, you might call, ladder of prominence in the society. Political leaders would have a real prominence. The Jewish officials, the Pharisees and the teachers, had a certain prominence. Men had a prominence over women. That's the way it was. Then there was a fairly extended class in the social stratus in the time of Jesus. And that would be the slaves. The slaves were the lowest, among the lowest, but also on the low echelon of the ladder of society, would also be the child. The child was seen to be among the lowest. Among the lowest. And what does Jesus say? He says this, totally countercultural. Jesus says, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? So there was a child there, and Jesus says, he calls a child over and placed the child in their midst. And Jesus says, amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. Very interesting. Unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. Whoever becomes humble, like this little child, is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. So that is the countercultural, perhaps shocking response of Jesus to the question of the apostles. You want to be great? Then you have to become like a little child. So what are some of these virtues that we can glean as we meditate upon the Lord's words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? First is becoming small in our eyes. Not being exalted and proud and arrogant. The proud, the arrogant, the self-sufficient, God rejects them. As we pray in the Magnificat, God has looked upon the lowly and He's cast down from the thrones the powerful. Another quality of the child is that of simplicity. Simplicity and transparency. We live in a world where there's a lot of duplicity. In dishonesty, in calculations, and people being devious and deceitful. The utter simplicity, transparency, honesty of the child. We have to assume that if we want to enter the kingdom of God. Another quality I would say is this. Is the child has confidence in the mother or the father. When a child is afraid, what does he do? He'll call out for mother or father and seek refuge in the arms of the father and the mother. So it should be for us that in our doubts, uncertainties, and fears, anxieties, we should seek our refuge also in the arms of our loving Father and Mary, our loving Mother. So Jesus says, if we want to become great, we have to become small and humble. We have to become like the little child. Jesus says, let the little children come to me. If you don't become like the little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, let's pray for each other. Pray fervently for each other. I, for my part, I'm going to place you on the altar in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the greatest of all prayers. Today I'll have to leave a little bit early, but I'll place all of you on the altar. Invite all of you to share this message to many of your friends, that we will grow in wisdom and knowledge and grace before God and man. And I, for my part, I will give you, my friends, my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.